we have in the studio Delphia Ridley. Is that correct? Is that, no, she's calling in. Is she on the phone yet?
Or we, no, not yet.
Okay, so we're going to be talking with her. Also, I don't. You have the list of the guests that are going to be in the studio there. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, we got so many folks. Okay, we're going to have... okay.
I'm trying to pronounce my name.
Yeah, Ms.
Tondalyn Weaver.
Okay.
That's okay. I've lived with that all my life. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I have that dramatic pause there. Okay. Okay, Tondalyn Weaver, you're with the Kingdom Builders Center, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and what do you do with the Kingdom Builders?
I am the executive director there. The Kingdom Builders Center, some people know about us, but many don't. We are a brand new facility, 183,000 square foot facility that is associated with the Windsor Village United Methodist Church.
Always doing great things over there.
Yes, under the leadership of Pastor Kirby John Caldwell.
Yes. Yeah, was with him Friday night at the Visionary Pastor.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was a great event. Good event. Okay, and so we're going to talk more about the Kingdom Builders Center also. You have a relationship with the National African American Museum of African American History and Culture.
That's correct.
Okay. Do they have an acronym for that?
Yeah. I think there's it is. Let me introduce Wanda Million, who's also on our team from the KBC.
Okay. Very well. So you're both from the Kingdom Builders Center.
That's correct.
And that's where you got a big concert coming up Monday. We're gonna
talk more
about that later.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
And we have Miss Delphinia Ridley, Associate Director of Museum in Washington D.C. on the line.
Okay.
Right. Delphia.
Good morning.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. How are you?
We're doing wonderful there.
Good morning.
You're getting those folks in shape in D.C.?
Well, you know, I don't know other than the power of prayer how we could do that.
Well, we've got to do that. We've got to pray fervently. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having us this morning. We're very excited.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that there is such a thing as the National Museum of African American History and Culture. What is that? Tell us about the museum.
Absolutely. This is a museum that has been emerging for 100 years, even after the Civil War. It is a museum that is dedicated to telling the whole American story through the African-American experience. And it really is going to showcase all of the contributions that African-Americans have made to this country to make this country great. We will have 12 inaugural exhibitions. We will start our journey and our story and about our museum with the African arriving here in the United States, and it will go all the way through the first election of President Obama.
Okay. Now, does the museum, is there a current exhibition? I mean, well, let's go back to the beginning. The museum, it's still under construction, is that correct?
Absolutely. We were fortunate enough to break ground in February of 2012. President and Mrs. Obama were there during the ceremony. The museum was actually created in 2003 by legislation signed by George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a 70-foot hole with cement and steel coming up at 14th and Constitution, right across from the Washington Monument and in the shadows of the White House. It is the most prominent location on the National Mall.
That's wonderful. Now, when is it scheduled to open?
We're going to be opening in November of 2015, and we want every Houstonian, since I'm a Houstonian, to be here.
Okay. Well, you've got your calendar out.
Plans already.
Okay, that sounds like that's
good. Trains, planes, and automobiles ready.
That sounds very interesting. Now, obviously you have, there are folks that are leading this effort as far as the governance of the organization. Who are some of the prominent board members that we have there?
We probably have most of the prominent African Americans and other Americans supporting this museum. There are people like Oprah Winfrey on our board, Ken Chenault, who is the CEO of American Express. We have Dick Parsons, who used to chair Citigroup. We have Linda Johnson Rice of the Ebony and the Johnson family. So we have General Colin Powell on our board. We have Mrs. Laura Bush on our board. And I have to tell you that all of this started as a result of Mickey Leland out of Houston, Congressman Leland,
yes,
sponsoring this bill before his untimely demise.
Wow.
Then John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis out of Georgia, continuing this along with Senator Brownback. So it's been a labor of love with a lot of people working. And as I call these prominent names of board members, they're not just on paper. These are people who are working to help us raise the matching funds that the government has given to us. We have to raise $250 million by the time we open.
Mm.
And Oprah Winfrey, Ken Chenault, Dick Parsons, Linda Johnson Rice, General Powell, Brian Moynihan, Greg Steinhoffer, who is the CEO of Target, they're all working diligently to help us raise this money. And as I said, the government has appropriated us $250 million, but we have to raise the other $250 million by the time we open. And we're well on our way, but every dollar counts.
Well, I guess if each American sent $1, we'd have more than enough, right?
Absolutely. Have it all done. One of the things that Liney Bunch, who's the director of the museum, says that this is a museum for everybody, and we want everybody to have an opportunity to say, I helped make that happen, because then you become a living legend. And if you join at the $25 level, then you will become a charter member, and your name will be in the museum forever and for always. Isn't that? And for our African-American community, we've never had the opportunity to participate at this level for a museum that, in a museum system, the Smithsonian system, that is the largest museum system in the world.
That is fantastic. And only for a donation of $25. How can someone make that donation right now, today, this morning?
This morning, they can go onto their website. They can open up their computer, and they can go onto their website. And because we are the federal government, our website is a little long, but I will repeat it. And if you'll help me to continue to repeat it, that will be wonderful.
Okay.
This is a very simple way to go on to our donation page and make your donation at aahcmember@si.edu. Again, it's aahcmember@si.edu. That's African American History and Culture member@si.edu.
Well, that's real simple. aahcmember@si.edu. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's real easy. $25. You can use your MasterCard, your Visa, your Discover, and all of that, huh?
Absolutely. Whatever card you have, we are excited to take that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can make donations, and then we can all say we are philanthropists.
Yeah. Well, that's a beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you know, the one thing that's so exciting about this, when you just think about the fact that it's going to look at the time that the black man set foot on this continent up to now, that by itself has got to be something that's going to be, I just can't express how the impact that it might have. But at the same time, as I'm trying to come up with words of how to express that, I could imagine that this could be a unifying force, not just with African-Americans, but with all peoples of America and the world, for that matter, just to see what we've gone through in this journey.
Absolutely. And we expect, quite frankly, 3 million visitors annually from around the world to see this. In addition to which, we're not just going to tell the history of African Americans, certainly the slavery and our resiliency will be portrayed. But we're also an educational museum. We have an education department right now that has developed a free curriculum online that teachers can download to teach history through art.
Wow.
The Old Freedom. If they go in and Google Old Freedom, there is a free curriculum for all teachers anywhere in the world. They can sign up. They can chat with other teachers. So we're a museum that already exists, and we're already serving the country.
So obviously education is one of your core purposes for existing.
Absolutely. And we're going to be exhibiting that when we come to Houston during Juneteenth week with this partnership with the Kingdom Builder Center.
Great. We're about to get to that. Let's talk about that partnership. The Kingdom Builders, they've been building a heck of a kingdom here. Let's talk about the program. They got a big event coming up in June, correct?
June 18th.
That's absolutely right. We are on June 18th partnering with the Kingdom Center to bring Dr. Alvia Warlaw, who is a member of our museum scholarly advisory committee and certainly a very prominent curator in Houston over at the University Museum at Texas Southern University. And we'll be bringing one of our star curators, Dr. Talisa Fleming, and they will be in a conversation about artists of African descent and how those artists have influenced America.
Yeah. Let's talk with Ms. Weaver and Ms. Millian for a moment here. With regard to the Kingdom Builder Center and this the initiative with the Smithsonian, how did that come about?
I'm going to let Wanda take
that.
She is the mind behind this wonderful event.
Halcyon Sutton is a member of Windsor Village United Methodist Church and was planning an initial just dinner party to recruit members to join the campaign. And one of the things that she did is she came in and she approached me, and I invited her to come to the Kingdom Builder Center to host it. And that small, intimate dinner party turned into a soulful dessert reception and a membership campaign and we had every soulful dessert you can imagine. Imagine your grandmother's sideboard of desserts on Sunday. But what we did is we had over 350 Windsor members and members from the community in attendance at this event and we actually signed up, and Delphi has the numbers, a really respectively nice start in Houston to membership campaign. Our goal is, as always, we were created as an entity, and we're committed to providing enriching and life-enhancing experiences. We are the Kingdom Builders, and what we saw was an opportunity to build community. And the Smithsonian reached out to us, and we grabbed their hand, and we're working really diligently on encouraging and including additional cultural arts organizations like the Ensemble, the University Museum at Texas Southern with us, and we're still pending a couple more to do this next event in June.
Well, let's talk about the event in June. What is exactly going to happen?
At that event in June, there will be a conversation. The name of the actual event is called Celebrating an American Legacy. We talked earlier about this being an American legacy, not just a legacy that is specific to people of African descent. And in celebrating that, a conversation with artists of African descent will be taken place between Dr. Wardlaw and Dr. Fleming. And what we hope to accomplish is to educate people, to give them an opportunity to sign up for charter membership. So in addition to hearing this really engaging, insightful conversation between the two, we will also offer charter membership opportunities for people to sign up and get more information.
That is great. So now, where is it going to be? What time is it going to be?
The event will be at the Kingdom Builder Center at 6011 West Orem Drive. It starts at 7:30 p.m. If you would like to attend, we would appreciate your RSVP. And there's two ways to do that. One is to call 202-633-7336. Again, 202-633-7336. Or you can RSVP at thekbc.com. So you literally send us a note that says RSVP at thekbc.com, and we'll add you to the list.
Okay, and what date is that?
That's Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Tuesday, Juneteenth, before the official June 19th, but we're making it a week-long celebration.
So this is all a part of the Juneteenth celebration.
Yes, sir, it is.
So what else is going on over at the Kingdom Builders during Juneteenth week?
Well, actually, on June 19th, the following day, we are having a church family event that's going to be informational and engaging in our Victory Wednesday Victory Wednesday night celebrations that we usually have, and we're going to have wonderful food to eat and just community event with our church family.
Well, that is great. Now, with regard to the museum, how can folks collaborate with the museum? In other words, get more involved. Obviously, you've got various programs. Obviously, donations are very important, but what are other things that people can do besides giving up their money?
Well, one of the things, if that question is to me,
yes,
is that they can tell people. You know, when we go to the movies and we see a great movie,
mm-hmm,
what is the first thing we do when we leave that movie?
Well, we call you, you got to see this movie.
Got to see this movie. And for our community, word of mouth is very important. And so we see one of our goals in creating this partnership with Houston is to partner and other cities with like organizations to get the word out, to give people an opportunity not only to give money, but to give us give awareness of what we're doing here in Washington, because we don't want to be a museum just on the mall. We want to be a museum that actually helps to inform communities all over the country, mm-hmm, about the important contributions African Americans have made, maybe in Houston, maybe in Chicago, in L.A., Washington, D.C., New York. So it's not just about this building on the mall. It really is about this tide rising and all boats rising with it.
Okay. So is that what one's role would be if one wanted to become an ambassador for the museum, on behalf of the museum, to speak let folks know that it exists and, hey, let's get involved?
I'm so glad you used that word, because that's exactly what we have. We created a program called the Ambassador Program, and it is specifically geared towards 30 to 40-year-olds who want to get involved philanthropically and from an awareness perspective.
Yeah.
And if you go to that website that I gave to you, you will see the Ambassador Program, and that's a way to sign up or to give us a call or send us an email. And we have Ms. Tasha Coleman, who works in our department, and she's happy to respond.
Okay, that site is aahcmember@si.edu.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, Ms. Milian, Ms. Weaver, you have any other final thoughts you'd like to?
Well, I just want to end. I want to say,
sure,
that, you know, there is power in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Power in numbers. You take the fact that one person just thought of the idea to have the membership done here in Houston.
Yeah.
And what a blessing it is for it to be done at the KBC. And when that person then connected with our staff member, who's very creative, a great project manager, then the power of one went to the power of two.
Mm-hmm.
And when we connect with Delphia, that goes to the power of three. But from here, from this platform, we now have the opportunity to reach numbers. And so if I may just share that we need to have 1,000 to 1,200 people show up at the Kingdom Builder Center on June the 18th to say we are proud of this museum. This is a reflection of who we are. We need to have a representation in D.C. that shows where we have been and where we are going. So I encourage all the listeners not only to bring yourselves, bring your mama, your dad, bring your auntie, bring your co-workers. So our goal is 1,200 people to show up at the Kingdom Builder Center on June the 18th at 7 p.m. And again, you can call our number. And Wanda, what is that number again?
For more information, please call 713-726-2536.
One more time?
Yes.
Okay.
713-726-2536.
And is there a website?
We're going to make a link with the Kingdom Builder Center. It's thekbc.com. We have not made that link to the Smithsonian, to hers yet. So I don't want people to get like, oh, my God, you're not set up. I do want to say we do plan to link into their registration site as soon as we can get our IT guy to do so. But again, if you send the kbc.com.
Or .org. I think it's kbc.org.
No, .com. thekbc.com, correct? Is that what you said?
Yeah, .com. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. May I make the correction? It's actually thekbchouston.com.
Okay, that's
right. So thekbchouston.com.
Thank you. We're making all kind of modifications.
What would help us immediately while we're on that?
Why don't we use the email address?
We want you to do what you can do immediately today to get connected and to show your support is to RSVP. We'd like all RSVPs before June 11th. And so if you RSVP at 202-633-7336 or RSVP at thekbc.com. It is RSVP at thekbc.com.
Yeah, this
Thank
is
you.
Great.
Thank you.
You get everybody
Come
involved.
Come out.
That's
yes.
right. Let's
yes.
get
this
registered.
Is a
get
event.
And it's free and open to the public.
Yeah, that's something to do on Tuesday, the 18th, Juneteenth week. Just get out there, socialize.
That's right. And the timing of that is so awesome. And those of you who know Alvia Wardlaw,
yes,
this is
yes.
an awesome opportunity to honor her. She has made a significant impact in the art world, around the country, and in particular here in Houston.
Wow. Okay, well, let's see. That's... I think we've got most of the information we need here. Ms. Ridley, we want to thank you for calling in from Washington, D.C. and being a part of the program this morning. And we're going to try to pack this event for you on the 18th.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank my sisters there in the studio who are awesome women of God. I thank you, and on behalf of the Smithsonian 19th and newest museum, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and the millions of African American children and adults will have an opportunity to have pride in what yes. we've done for this country. Absolutely. I say thank you.
Thank you,
Wandlin, Wanda Mills.
We are a great partnership, aren't we?
We're all together, Tondalin and Wanda and Delphia.
We gave you a mouthful today.
Thank you all for being a part of the program
this morning.
Thank you
for hosting us. We appreciate it.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Magic.